Yo, what? Hold on, man. Sing it, John. Sing it. This is the Willing to Go Ham podcast. I have just recently lost my voice screaming at the top of my lungs because I just came from one of the most exciting football games I've ever seen in my entire life. Aside from the Philadelphia Eagles playing the New England Patriots, but that's besides the point. Guys, for those of you who don't know, the Liberty North football Eagles got their first dub tonight against the boogeyman, against, well, the proverbial boogeyman, if you will, the Lee Summer North Broncos. And I said that they were going to win this game tonight. I said it. I've been saying it for months. I just had a feeling. I had a feeling that this team was going to do something special. And I told myself they had to get this win tonight. Because what happened to them last season? Yeah. Then we're gonna. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Doesn't matter how many points they won by, but they won. They got the job done. Offense was a little shaky at first. They suffered some injuries, but they were able to push through it. They were able to get. They were able to move the ball when they wanted to. I thought that Jake, despite being under duress most of the night, I think that Jake did a good job of adjusting. He was getting slammed tonight. I think the offensive line, they were a little shaky. And, you know, I could see, I could just tell the way that the offense was flowing. You know, the run game was working. You know, despite what the stats may say, you have to look at the plays the impact plays. You know, we'll start with the offense first because, man, Overall, I would say, Jake, I ignore the stats. Who cares about the stats? Jake was able to complete the passes that he needed to complete, okay? Despite being under duress most of the night, the majority of the night, he was able to deliver, stand and deliver, or in this case, run and deliver. But still, you know, Lee Summer North did a really good job of bringing pressure. I mean, I'll honestly say that they did an awesome job of doing that. But, you know, whenever those catches needed to be made, whenever you had Luke Matthews out there, penalties, I think, was also something that kind of killed them a little bit on offense. But other than that, you know, I remember, like I said, penalty. They get a big game. Penalty. Okay? Then they go back and they get the first down after that penalty. I remember it was like third and like 17, man. And they were able to complete that pass. There was a pass that they completed. The run game, I mean, guys, you know, and the thing is, tonight it was just the first night. If this offense can be what I know it could be, they're going to be unstoppable. I'm not afraid to say that. Not afraid to say that at all. When you have two stable backs in Keyshawn and in Zach, for those of you who don't know, that is my brother. Zach is my brother. So, yeah. Somebody told me the other day, they were like, oh, well, don't say that. I think my mom said that. She said, no, that's my brother. I mean, it's just safe to say. Somebody today thought that I was his dad. You know how insulted I was? I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah, he's behind me. He's just like, yeah. Hey, who is this guy? I think that's Zach's dad. I think that's his dad. I was hurt. I was really hurt. So whoever said that, you hurt my feelings because I'm not a father yet. Anyways, you have two stable backs in Zach and Keyshawn. You have a plethora of receivers. Luke Matthews did an awesome job tonight extending, catching the ball. Davis, like I said, and I noticed, you know, Jake didn't really have much time to throw the football, but had you have given him time tonight, he would have lit the scoreboard up, man. And that's just something that I know that the coaches, they were able to adjust after halftime, which I thought it was a smart idea. I'm not sure if Lee Summit North had elected. All I know is this. I wanted Liberty to kick the ball off to start the game because I knew that after halftime, which I noticed that after last season, Liberty North has much better second halves than they do first halves because they're able to adjust. And Coach Jones and Coach Learman, they do a good job. They get the guys talking. They communicate. Despite them having back-to-back four and six seasons 2 seasons ago, I just noticed that these guys are just, when you have guys that come up in the program and they're able to buy in, they see the vision, they see it. They believe in the Coach Jones is their leader, bar none. He's their leader. They believe in him. And now it's all starting to come to fruition as far as how this team is going to, you know, who they want to be, their identity. Tonight they made a statement in beating a team that they needed to beat. They needed this win tonight. This game set the tone because Sports 810 had them losing this game. They had them losing this game, and I thought it was crazy. I thought it was crazy, given that you have a great football player in Keon Mosey. Was it Mosey? Yeah. Wait, let me see. This is what I got the roster sheet here for. Yeah, and Keon Mosey. K-State commit is what I told. That's where I heard he's going. Okay. To contain him, that's all they needed to do. You know, they had a lot of other athletes, but I felt like going into this game that if you want to stop them, and Coach Jones had actually come up to me, I went up and introduced myself, and he comes up to me because I was a quote unquote honorary coach. Really, I was just a fly on the wall. I was just so fascinated with the game itself, I didn't even pay attention. But he comes up to me, I introduce myself, and he says, "So what's the game plan tonight?" I was kind of thrown off. I was like, damn, I don't know what to say. So I just said, stop Keon Mosey. And he was like, it's that simple. Nah, wasn't that simple. But they got the job done tonight. I don't have the stat sheets pulled up. I don't have the stats pulled up. Maybe I can look them up real quick if I have time. Oh, let's see here. But overall, great team effort. This is a great team effort on everybody's part. You know, these guys, what you guys don't see or maybe what you don't hear, they're out there picking each other up. The camaraderie is a beautiful thing to look at. It's a beautiful thing to see amongst these young men. And, you know, the offense goes 3 and out. And the defense is out there, man, and they're stepping their game up. And they're telling the offense, they're picking each other up. There was no bickering between the two sides. But they fight for each other, and that's something very admirable that you'd want to see amongst these boys. And I think that Coach Jones has installed this integrity and then to have in a sense of pride that it's a privilege. You know, it's a privilege to be an Eagle. All those hard summers that these boys put in, it's paid off now. You know, that extra rep in the weight room, it's been put into now. But it was just so cool to see that. Really cool to see that. So we'll start with the offense. Like I said, offensively, ignore the stats. Jake made the plays that he needed to make. I don't care about stats. I know what I saw. I know what I saw out there. They used, and I didn't realize what position Tyler was, but they had Tyler out there. Tyler did it. He's always been a great blocker. Always been a good blocker. And I mean, they were getting pushed off the line towards the end, and they were wearing Lee Summit North down with the run game. They wore them down. And the kicker, they have a freshman kicker. Special teams. They have a freshman kicker, man. What's his name? Tyler Black. Is that his name? Tyler? No, not Tyler. I'm tripping. Wrong side. Sorry, my bad, dude. Oh, Blake Craig? Yeah, kicker, freshman, 5'7". Yo, hell of a leg. Somebody told me he was a soccer player. I don't know how true that is. Doesn't matter. But he they needed to get on the board too by the half, and they did just that. And then coming out, it was a totally different team. The protection was a little bit better for Jake. They were able to adjust defensively. But I held my breath sometimes. Whenever they kicked it to Keon Mosey, I held my breath, man. I was like, dude, I don't know if that's a good idea. But, you know, like I said, I was just a honorary coach. I didn't really, I really wasn't doing anything, you know. But yeah, like, you know, oh, dude, and Tyler Janess, he helped bail out Jake on a couple, like I said, he bailed Jake out on a couple plays. And I just noticed that the slide protection was different. Just to give Jake just a little bit more time to get that ball off. Just a little bit more time to get the rock off, and he did that. He performed. I think he had it, you know, where there's some things maybe that he... I'm sure that he knows he didn't have a perfect game, and if I told him he had a perfect game, he'd be like, nah, I didn't. But he made the plays that counted the most. He did. Now, defensively, hey, listen, team effort, but this defense came to play. They took that momentum that they had last season, plugged in a couple new players. I know that they've been riddled with injuries, but the guys who they had come out and fill in for these big-time starters, they played excellent, did an excellent job. Coach Learman, my hat's off to you. Called a hell of a game tonight. Hell of a game. The fact that in coverage, because I noticed Keon was running the ball at first. Then they had him split out wide. They had to figure out, basically, they had to find ways to get him the football by any means necessary, whether it's in the wildcat, whether it's at running back, whether it's at receiver. They had the overall key is to get the ball in Mr. Mosey's hands. They did that, but the defense also did a good job of stopping them. Alex Miller, I believe he is the safety/linebacker. He was able to land some big hits, and I think he got tired of getting hit towards the end of the game. Because when you hit Mosey, all he's going to do, he'll spin. He reminds me of a Tasmanian devil watching him bounce around, man. He literally did a whole 360 dodging tackles. It was something crazy to watch. The defensive line was getting pressure. They were able to get pressure, and they were able to capitalize on some of the mistakes that the North Broncos had made. One of them being they snapping the ball, low snaps, sacks, you know. It was just orchestrated, beautiful chaos. If I could describe Coach Learman's defense, just beautiful chaos, very explosive, and they're missing guys. So imagine when they have some of those guys come back, okay? Watch out. Watch out. And like I said, you get this offense, I'm feeling myself right now. My apologies. When this offense gets to be what I know it could be, oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Like Drake said, not again. Listen, when things get to clicking, they light up that scoreboard. Don't say I didn't warn you guys. Like I said, my prediction tonight was for them to win this game, and they won it. Didn't matter how close it was. I knew it was going to be close, but I didn't give the defense enough credit for how awesome. I had no idea that they would be playing tonight. Had no idea. And, you know, this is going to be a really fun team to watch. Very well improved. Or much improved. Greatly improved. You can see it on their ad. You can see it just in their attitudes. The zone, just laser focus that they play with. the way they look at their coaches for guidance, man. This is a team that's going to be worth rooting for, you know? And despite, like I said, despite the polls having them losing this game, something just told me they're going to win tonight. Somehow, some way, they're going to win tonight. And boy, am I glad I was right about that. This game set the tone for the rest of the season, I feel like. To finally get that proverbial monkey off your back, that boogeyman. Lee Summit North was that bully hanging out at the street corner. Liberty was that kid that was just tired of getting bullied, especially after last season, how that game ended. They needed this win to show that they could hang with the best. Even though it was as a collective, but you had one guy to worry about. And they did a good job of containing him. He's a hell of a player. Lee Summit North, hell of a team. Hell of a team. So, but somebody had to lose tonight. And fortunately, it was not the Eagles. They got the dub. So I'm very proud of these guys. You know, and this is just one of many post-game shows that I'm going to do. I'm going to have to cut this short. I'm going to have to do some editing and things like that. But hey, congratulations, Liberty North, on winning one of many games that I know you guys are going to win this season. Special guys. Special group of guys to watch. Great coaching staff. And the fans were wild, crazy, very supportive. Something I haven't seen at a high school game in Liberty in a long time. They have every right, have every reason, every right to be excited and go nuts. Because these guys are going to be something worth rooting, you know, worth rooting for. See, I'm getting tired. They're going to be worth rooting for. But don't take my word for it. You saw what happened tonight. It's going to be a fun ride this season. So do me a favor. Before you get on this this North train, this Navy train, if you will, be sure to buckle up. Buckle up tight. It's going to be a bumpy one. But I think in the end, I think we're going to end up where we want to end up. Knock on wood, but.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.